Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
That has to happen.
Back here on the show, it is Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW, and the voices you hear in the background, that is 10 miles wide. A group of hellions that are going to be playing Friday, May 31st at the Tractor Tavern, 10 miles wide, with Quiet, Megafauna, and Ocean's Fade. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Super groovy.
Stoked to be here.
Right on.
Yeah!
And we welcome a new member of 10 Miles Wide. Why don't you want to make yourself well at home here? Our station is yours now. Shane from 10 Miles Wide. Welcome to
Shane Smith, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, I guess the question is, what have you guys been up to since the last time we spoke to you? I think it's probably been a couple of years since the band, as a band, as 10 Miles Wide. I mean, members of the band have been in for various other projects, but what have you guys been up to?
Well, we've been working on a record.
Last
year we did that show with Matt from Devils Hunt Me Down on bass, which was really cool, but I think that was like the only show we did.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember. It's been a long time. But we're working on a record. We got these couple shows coming up.
I wore a tutu for that. I remember
you
that
did.
One. Yeah, it was good. It was. I looked great.
It did look good.
It's awesome.
Not going to make this all about me, but damn, did I look good in that tutu?
Oh, dude, good call.
So I'll send you some shots.
We've been working on songs for about some of the songs are 3 years old. Some of the songs are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think, 11 drum tracks in the can.
Yeah.
And we're working on those right now, and then we're going to start chipping away at guitars and bass. And
exciting times, man.
Yeah, we're stoked.
We've been chipping away. Like, yeah, it's like a stat. We can still mess it up, though, you know, because only the drum tracks are recorded. Still time to make this record suck.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
I mean, if we do it right, there should be a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
And so tell me about joining the fold, Shane. How did you get approached by the band, or did you audition for the band, or how'd that come out?
Yeah, I did audition for the band. I was a fan of the band, first of all. I saw
them
at their the release show for The Growth at in Numos. But I've known Jake for about 15 years, I think.
Oh, cool.
And
you guys work together or play in bands together? Or?
Yeah, just like we did gigs together, we know a lot of the same people.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of jams, a lot of gigs, a lot of hangs, but
it's a big city, but a small scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, first time we've actually been in a band together.
Yeah, that's very correct. So I was, like I said, I was a fan of the band already, and I ran into Jake, I think, last fall, and I was just asked him how the band was going. And,
yeah.
And I was like, well, we lost our bass player. And I was like, oh, well, you should hit me up, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan. I'd love to play in this band, so... It took a little while. I mean, they, kind of tried out some other guys that for whatever reason didn't work out. And then, I thought it wasn't going to work out for me. And then Jake just texted me randomly. He's like, you still interested? And I was like, hell yeah, I'm still interested.
That's awesome.
So yeah, when I learned a few of their tunes, went and auditioned and just kind of just dove right in.
He didn't just learn the tunes. He like nailed them to the wall.
Nice.
Like, if you ever want to join a band and you're like stoked on it, Learn the songs.
Like, call Shane and ask him how to do it correctly.
Right.
Because he'll tell you.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
And shout out to Ryan Thorns, by the way.
Absolutely.
Our ex-bassist and best friend.
Yeah.
Love him so much.
We love you,
I
Ryan.
Hope he's listening. He's not. He doesn't care, but.
Love you, Ryan.
Love you, Ryan.
Right on, man. Well, it sounds like you guys are back, going full steam ahead. You guys have, so we'll talk a little bit more about the process of making the album and whatnot in just a few moments, but I wanted to get into a couple of the songs. Let's go back into this record, because this one is amazing, and I know you guys are coming up with another record. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but this record is amazing, so I hope that what you come up with can be as good as this, because it is freaking awesome. But, no pressure.
Well, thanks for saying
sorry, guys.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Thanks.
So we got the Mothership, and we got Gotta Go, and yeah, man, let's jump into this. We'll be talking, of course, with the guys. We'll be talking about the show coming up, some of their side projects, and anything you guys want to say about these two jams before we go into them?
I don't think we'll ever do anything as wacky as the Mothership any ever again in this band, but we'll see.
It's one of my favorites.
Nice. I love it. John hates it.
I only did it so that we could do Gotta Go. We had this agreement where he was like, well, then if we're going to do Gotta Go and it's all simple, then I want to do Mothership. And it's like,
yes.
But without the Axl part.
All right. Well, here it is. It's some 10 miles wide. If that made sense to you, keep listening.
No, it made sense to anybody.
It did not.
Didn't even make sense to me, dude.
On the Rock. We'll be right back. You're listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I'm a bit under the weather. If I sound kind of like Pee Wee Herman, it's all good. Text me at 77999. Let me know how much trash I sound like and what you want to hear. 10 miles wide in studio. Just played a couple songs from the album The Gross, and you guys are going to go in the studio soon. Or you're at least working on a new album. They're playing Friday, May 31st at Tractor Tavern. 10 miles wide, quiet, megafauna, Oceans Fade. Going to be a rad show and a lot of cool openers there.
First.
Yes.
We're also playing on the first.
On the first. Tacoma. Yes. Tell me about that show because I don't have the info written down here.
Airport Tavern, Tacoma.
That place is rad.
Uh-huh. Halcyon Halo. The Morning After and Megafauna Again.
Cool.
They're on their tour for their new album, and they're from Austin, Texas.
Dude, Megafauna is one of my favorite bands. Like, anyway, I just so happen to...
They're amazing.
Like, get to know them.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, all the bands we're playing with are awesome.
That's rad.
Megafauna is super special, though.
Cool. I got to check them out, man. So that's awesome. The show's coming up, and I expect maybe a couple songs that are going to be featured on the new album. Maybe slip in that in the set.
We'll be playing a couple.
Awesome.
Not sure which ones. Probably the same ones from the last show.
All right.
Because we don't rehearse.
So tell me a little bit about the idea for this new record. I'm assuming you're kind of early on in the process, and have you guys done any pre-production or what's going on?
Yes. So as we mentioned earlier, you know, we've taken a lot of time on from the last record, played some shows, and then we've had time off from shows until recently. So a lot of writing down in my basement in the lab at Jake's basement. And pre-pro, recording all our jams and piecing stuff together and doing overdubs, doing full-on
pre-pro.
Trying
to write through the screams in his basement. It's like, shut up. We're having practice, Mom. No, it's like, no. It's just like, help! We go through it.
A lot of the songs
he's got a dungeon.
We wrote
downstairs,
like years ago.
What I'm saying.
We wrote a lot of the songs years ago, and we've been trying to make them better. And we make them too complicated and stupid.
Oh, okay.
And then we go back to the original version, and that's the one that we usually stick with.
Nice.
Totally. We're trying to simplify, not over prog.
Okay. You know. All right. So, but you get the simple one, and then the rest, and then some of the other guys are like, but we got to get you the prog, right? So it's like one for one, right?
I need to make John write a song in odd time on this record. There has to be the crazy song.
Hey, man, what about that 4/4 song I wrote?
No. We've got too many of those.
Four on the floor, man. So I got to ask, though, you guys are involved in a lot of other projects. We'll be talking about that shortly. Was there ever a time in the last couple of years where you guys kind of had to like put up the bat signal and say, like, hey, let's go back and let's work on this record? Or were you guys always kind of coming up with ideas and communicating about it?
I went on tour, so I blame myself. I was gone for like 4 months last year, and it kind of like put a halt on things, I think.
No, it was a good time to kind of like write, though, like alone. Like he was playing drums in the Walking Papers.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
Over in the UK. So it was a good time for kind of Jake and I to kind of like get affiliated with each other as far as songwriting.
I left. These
we
guys
really
wrote.
Didn't have that opportunity yet.
Yeah, and then Ryan realized he wanted to not be in a band anymore when I was gone.
All right.
He wised up.
So it was, it was kind of like a good time to sort things out and sift through.
Yeah, Shane doesn't know yet, but yeah, he wised up.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
But this time, we're organized. We got songs, and then I'm doing my drums, so I'm going on tour again.
Yeah.
And then these guys are going to record while I'm gone. So it's
okay.
Like efficiency.
And you guys have it like planned out where you're going to record at, or are you guys going to do it yourselves, or what's the deal?
We're going to record with our buddy Derek Morey, who worked on The Gross, and he worked on the Mothership Bright Side of Dim, and he's got a studio in Queen Anne that's John can walk there. Like it's super close.
It's literally like two blocks. I just walk, put the vibe out.
That's
as I
rad.
Do it.
Does it have a name to the studio? Is it
Boiler Room?
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room. Yeah. Awesome. Right
We did drums up north in this Bothell studio that's like in the middle. You would never be able to find it. Like it's on this random street.
Shout out to Pat.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Pat Foy.
Thank you, Pat. So drums are done.
Buddy old boy.
Drums are done.
Well, for 11 songs, and we might go back and do more depending on what we actually have time to finish.
He nailed it too. You know, we did no more than like 3 takes for the majority of it, and we're not doing it to a click, so therefore it's kind of like choose the best one.
Sure.
And like it's so easy to just like, oh, well, that's it. It's always the second attempt.
Do you prefer that?
Book. Yeah.
Do you prefer recording without a click?
I think rock music shouldn't be clicked. I think the band needs to breathe. Okay. I mean, it depends. There's certain situations where you need a click to sync things up and be able to like edit and go back and fix things and stuff like that. But if you're a rock band and you can play live and you have people in the band that know how to groove and they're skilled at their instruments, why are you going to make them sound like a robot? You know, like it just takes the, I mean, like listen to any great band that's ever like take Zeppelin or something like that. No click ever, you know, Van Halen, Tool. I mean, name them all the classics. I mean, the drummers could keep time. They could groove. They could play awesome parts. Why, you know? I mean, like modern music is very kind of mechanized. That's kind of just how it's done. And I just don't think that fits us. You know, I mean, maybe for a pop song, we'll do like a click track or a slow song.
Yeah, there's two
where there's not a lot of drums,
click on.
Right?
Yeah,
there's two or three on this record. We'll probably be using a click. There's no drums for like half the song. You know, so just like keep it tight. You know,
we're getting super nerdy inside baseball here. I like it. Yeah. I like it. So yeah, the record. Do you guys have a name and for it or
we have maybe ideas? Nothing concrete right now. I think we're going to argue over that for a year before we release it.
John, this is like, nope, I got it. I got it.
Give it to the world, John.
It's cool. No, that's cool.
No, all right.
It'll be on the cover of it. Don't worry.
It's a good place to find it.
We'll have to wait for it. But you know what? When you guys have like an idea, maybe, you know what? Let's just wait. When the album comes out, you guys can come and share it with us. We'll have a listening party live on air.
It's going to be called Sad Naked Selfie.
Oh, wow.
The EP LP.
Guess what the cover is going to look like.
I just gotta you know send those files.
I don't think the album art is gonna be big enough for all of that image though.
Oh,
if you know what I'm saying.
That's so nice.
Yes. So again, 10 Miles Wide, Friday, May 31st at the Tractor Tavern. 10 Miles Wide, Quiet, Megafauna, Ocean's Fade. Also the night after, what was the venue again?
Airport Tavern
in Tacoma. So catch them two shows in the Northwest. We are going to continue on with a couple songs, but one of them is The Mothership, which is the former iteration of 10 Miles Wide. Do you guys still play some Mothership jams in your sets?
All the time.
Nice.
At least one, if not more than one.
Right.
We usually like to do Piranha Pinata, and we've done Orbit.
Piranha Pinata, which is what I wanted to call this band, by the way.
Horrible band name.
I was outvoted.
All right, guys. So 10 Miles Wide, The Gross, after that, Mothership. And then from there, we're going to be playing some of their side projects. But we are going deep. We're going long. And that is a lot of weird references that, you know what? I'm just going to stop because I'm going to get all weird, perverted. All right. It's The Gross. 10 Miles Wide. I'm going to stop talking.
I was almost there.
It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Lines and taunt me. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, going into the second hour in just a few moments. We have 10 Miles Wide in studio, and we've been talking all about their show that's coming up on the 31st, and they're also playing the first after that. But the 31st is here in Seattle at Tractor Tavern, 10 Miles Wide with Quiet, Megafauna, and Ocean's Fade. The night after is down at the Airport Tavern down in South Tacoma Way. So try to make it to one of those shows, whether you're up here north or south, and check out the band that you've been listening to all night long here. 10 Miles Wide. So you guys are also very affluent artists in the local scene. You guys spread yourselves, your music,
I'm still, either way, I'm going to spread my sauce.
Yes, okay. I'm trying to make things
right
not
now.
As creepy or sexual. You give your talents to other projects. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
All right. So, tell me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. So last time we had Jaundice in studio, you came in through with Intizar. What's going on with Intizar, dude?
She's pretty much the best musician I've ever met, and
wow.
I have the luxury of calling her my person.
Oh, so, nice. Your partner.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on. So we're going to play an Intisar song, and after that we're going to play some Walking Papers, who's also a very... You guys have been doing some pretty epic tours. What are some of the highlights over the last couple of years of playing with Walking Papers? What are some of the biggest shows you've been able to play, Will?
A biggest show we played was opening for Alice in Chains in Washington, D.C.
Epic.
There's about 5,000-6,000 people there. It was there. The crowd was packed when we hit the stage right before Alice.
So
it was
awesome,
amazing. And then we got to play White River Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 shows with Alice. We got to play some really cool spots. Headlining in Europe, a place called A38 in Budapest, which was just packed to the gills. It was on a boat.
That's awesome.
Kind of docked on on the river. Legit venue, though.
Yeah.
Like, full-on lights and stage and PA and stuff. Really, really cool. And then the next night you're playing in like this old cafe with like this brick basement that is like totally a fire hazard.
Wow.
But again, packed to the gills, like 250 people. Like if there was a fire, we would have all died kind of thing. We got to do a tour with Miles Kennedy at the end of the year last year. Got to play the Moore Theater, which was, I've always wanted to play the Moore. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's some cool stuff. We got a tour with Stone Temple Pilots coming up in June. We're going to go back to Europe for that.
Wow.
Cool.
So just living out some childhood dreams there, dude.
Bizarre, man. Like if you had asked me 2 years ago, I would have not, but you know, not. Yeah, it's just weird. It's really cool.
Did you play on the song we're gonna play?
I have not played on any recorded Walking Papers material.
Okay, well, it's
that was Barrett Martin, who's killer drummer for Mad Season and Screaming Trees,
of course,
and the Barrett Martin group.
And Jake, we're going to play you some of The Famished. You were in here with The Famished last time they were in studio, and more of a straight up punk band. It's very cool that you kind of get to flex your musical skills in different styles of projects. I really respect that about all the musicians in this room. Obviously, Shane, I'm sure you're going to get into another side project here.
He's from a band called Karmic Unrest.
Oh, all right,
very cool.
So we'll play some Karmic Unrest next time you guys are in here. I didn't get that prepared for tonight, but The Famished. So tell me what's up with The Famished, dude.
Like we said, we were here a couple weeks ago working on the record. I was actually working on artwork and stuff today. So we got a show coming up on June 7th down in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater Lounge.
Cool.
And so, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at, you know. I'm like, well, you go tour with Stone Temple Pilots because I got to go play some, like, dive bars for, like, 25 people, bro. I'm busy. I got stuff to do, so you can take a break if you need to.
That's awesome. Cool. Do you guys find it, like,
To each of their own, man.
Do you guys find it, like, good to maybe kind of like therapy in a sense that you can maybe flex your musical skills in different projects and kind of do that and then come back to like what you would consider maybe home base, like 10 miles wide?
I think it's good to get out of the situation every now and again. Just so, otherwise, if you're just stuck in the same band, you're kind of trying too hard. If you just keep pushing and pushing, you don't give yourself a break. And I had to go away to realize that.
Okay.
I think I was kind of strangling the band for a while. Just things weren't going my way. You know, I kind of get a little bit crazy.
Sure.
And then start acting out.
You take your musicianship to these other, you know, you want to ultimately like make art and have fun with your friends. You know what I mean? And we have more friends than just the four of us that make great art and great music, you know? So it's, you know, it's beneficial to stretch out and do different things with all your different friends and different styles of music. For me, particularly to have different styles of music. Every band that I do is completely different. There's no two bands that I do that will have like anywhere near a similar sound, and that's important for me.
That's
and then
awesome.
You bring that back to, as you said, home base. Like we kind of all agree this is home base.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring that back with you, you know, and you bring a different energy and a different kind of a fresh breath and influence with you into what we've been working on, and then you see how that turns itself into a product that works well for everybody, and we all push off each other and turn each other on, And I think that's what this is all about.
You bring the fresh breath, bring the bad breath.
Yeah, and it's bringing back those herpes, you know.
Nice.
It's basically like, hey, I experienced this. Maybe this, I don't know.
Yeah, I only kissed you one time, dude.
No one listened to me.
Well, listen to this. It's like the complete opposite of the Jason Newsted Metallica Some Kind of Monster thing, where they're like, just like, you can't go out and do side projects. This is your only thing.
Metallica's the past, Jason's the future.
Right? Echo brain. All right, anyways.
Everyone of the mother is here.
We're going to get into the side projects now from 10 Miles Wide, guys. So we're going to do some Intizar, Unabated. After that, some Walking Papers, Death on the Lips. And after that, The Famished. But we'll be back with a little bit more from 10 Miles Wide. It's Loud and Local. Here on The Rock.
And in your darkest hour you sleep, you can't defend it without disowning me. Hold on to nothing, hold on to me. You can't defend it without disowning me.
Take my stand. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
What a roll! Maybe it must be now that I am finally letting go. I'm never going to speak to you again. What a relief it must be now that I am finally giving up on at least trying to be your friend. What a relief. Everything's as bad as it is. What a relief it is for me now that I can finally take off you. Everything you went for said was good.
Famished here on Loud and Local. What a relief. Before that, Walking Papers and Intizar, three projects that are related because it is members of 10 Miles Wide, so it's side projects. We're going deep. We're doing super inside baseball. It's like the focus feature of 10 Miles Wide tonight, and we're into the second hour of the show. You guys have a big show coming up Friday, May 31st at the Tractor Tavern, headlining with Quiet, Megafauna, and Ocean's Fade. Megafauna on tour, so support the touring band from Austin, Texas, you said?
Correct.
That's awesome. And then you can go and check it out also the next day, which is Saturday, June 1st, down at the Airport Tavern. And that's 10 Miles Wide, Megafauna. And who are the other projects on that one?
Halcyon Halo and The Morning After.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, you guys have that going on. You're going in to finish up the record. And I'm excited to hear everything from there. And yeah, what's going on, guys? So anything else you want to shout out? Any other shows? Anything? Any friends you want to say hi to? Or
I got one.
Sure.
So a long time ago, or I guess like a couple months ago, my phone crapped the bed. And it had all the lyrics for the new record that we've been talking about tonight. Yes. And I'd like to, his name is Christian Blunt, and he's like a forensic cell phone, like, scientist. So he got everything off of it. He got me all the lyrics off of my cell phone.
That's amazing.
And I'm very, very, very excited.
That's really cool, man.
Because I don't have to, like, rewrite them now.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no way I could ever hit the medium that they were.
Sure.
And by medium, I mean, like, medium okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's no way I could ever even, you know, like, get there.
So shout out Christian.
I put the APB, absolutely. I put the APB out on Facebook, like, hey, forensic cell phone scientists, can you please help me with, you know, like, getting my stuff off my phone? Anyway.
That's awesome. Right on.
We got some fans listening live right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Their names are Tabitha and Erica. And they're super
Hello,
cool.
Hello, Tabitha.
Met them on the Miles Kennedy tour.
Really?
Papers, and they came to our show.
That's awesome.
At the Mount Baker Theater.
Oh, over in Bellingham.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Supportive. Awesome people.
Right on.
I'm going to give my girlfriend a shout out, Tara. Yes. She's rad.
She is.
She's a big wrestling fan.
She is.
Yes.
We went to Royal
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah, Kevin Deers.
Yes.
You think you know me, bro?
Well, don't get me started, man. We can go deep.
Well, let's go deep now. Yeah.
I've been catching up. I took like a 20-year break, and I'm just like...
He's going... You know, you have the hair of a very... you're getting bigger. You're stronger. You have long hair.
A Viking warrior.
I think that I want to see you versus Steve Miggs in a wrestling match.
I would love to see that.
Last 3-2-1 battle, you know, the coach?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, he after the show, didn't talk to him all night. He looked at me and goes, how much do you weigh? I'm like, 215. How tall are you? I'm like, 6'1". He's like, and you're not in my class?
Nice.
Will, like, dude, Will started turning.
Will, your wrestling name could be Wildebeest.
I want to be a knockoff of The Undertaker. I want to be the gardening version called the Under Raker.
Nice.
Yeah, come out with
a wheelbarrow wow. instead of a casket.
That's,
and, you know, like.
Yeah. And I'll be your pallbearer.
Can start you? Printing money now.
Oh, my Willie.
Yes.
Or whatever
it is.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
We'll figure it out someday.
What about you, Shane? What about you, man? Are you like, why did I get into this? This is insanity. I'm sure you're used to it by now.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Anyone you want to thank or shout out while you're here?
Yeah, my wife's probably listening. Hello, Lisa. She probably
Hello, Lisa.
Might be sleeping by now, but
right on. And what's the rest of 2019 look like for you guys? The album and then
making the dopest record ever, pretty
Yay!
Much ever of all time ever, because it's going to be better than anything ever.
And then we're gonna hate it. After
and then
this
we're gonna hate it
better than anything we've
day,
done.
And yes, but it's gonna be really great for like 5 hours.
And local rock musician extraordinaire, famous man, Jake the Snake Carden. Any words before we play your jam?
While we're on the shout outs, I gotta say what's up to my girl Dice. She lets us jam in my house. Very
Dice!
Supportive, very helpful.
Thanks, Dice.
And then in the interest of what we were talking about earlier, you know, the importance of kind of spreading your musicality around and having different things. I'm very fortunate to teach music lessons at the Seattle Drum School.
Awesome.
And I was hanging out with a bunch of them last night, so I really have to shout out Seattle Drum School and Steve and Christy Smith. They do a very wonderful thing for the community. And providing a place for music lessons for people of all ages and economic status and whatnot.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing place. So I just want to shout that out and make everyone know that you want to take some lessons, come on to Seattle Drum School.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And so you, obviously, you're a drummer too.
Sometimes. I mostly teach guitar, bass, and ukulele there.
Oh, okay, cool.
He teaches guitar at a drum school.
Nice. It's just called drum
it's
school.
Actually,
we teach all the things.
It's actually pronounced ukulele, by the way.
Well, one more time, missionary position reunion. What was that?
One night at the Crocodile, May 24th.
Cool.
Celebrating the 10-year release date of Diamonds in a Dead Sky, their first record, which I was like obsessed with.
That's this
Will and
Friday.
I both were, and now he's playing drums for it, and I'm like, why can't I sing for it? If you're playing drums, that's not fair. It does well because it's Jeff Angel, so never mind. I'm backing off.
So you guys could just
Goodbye,
do a cover.
Seattle.
You could just do a missionary position cover. The 24th, this Friday, right?
This coming Friday.
That's awesome. At Crocodile?
Crocodile.
Cool, man. So be there and then go see 10 Miles Wide the Friday after that at Tractor Tavern, 10 Miles Wide, Quiet, Megafauna, Ocean's Fade, and the Airport Tavern in Tacoma. Again, the week after that – or sorry, the day after that, the first day of June. So getting ready for summer, and we're going to go into the final 10 Miles Wide song, Dandruff. What do you want to say about this one? And then
I'd like to
say
thank you, Kevin.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yay, Kevin.
We love you.
I got my name said. All right. Here it is, 10 Miles Wide. Dandruff, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fly on local.
Guarding your warning. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.